Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts.
Well, Sue is off today. Klein, you're going to handle Sue's news, is that
what
I understand?
Don't worry, I got you covered.
Okay, good. Fred is here this afternoon.
How about old Fred Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen?
As well. And, you know, you guys know that I've sort of pulled back on baseball just because I've been so disgusted this whole summer. And lo and behold, now you have a situation where the Cardinals, they're actually in the lead. No longer tied. They're in the lead for the wild card.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you clearing your throat over?
Who said a few weeks ago, you know what, this isn't over yet?
Well,
this isn't over yet.
I'm going to tell you right now, I think it's still over, but they're shocking me. So I reached out last night. Well, I told Fred, I'm like, I got an idea here because, you know, Scott Jennings, who's on CNN regularly, is on this show. He's a Reardon insider, used to work for George W. Bush and Mitch McConnell, but he's a huge Cardinals fan. He and Joe Arnold down in Louisville. And Scott sent this text out a couple weeks ago. It was the 5th of September, and he goes, I'm done. I deleted the MLB app. Now, I texted him last night, and I said, have you kind of, you know, checked back in? And he has, of course. There's a couple of schools of thought here. Do you want them to make the playoffs? We're Cardinals fans. We'd like to see it. I'd love to see it for Waino and Yachty. But there is a part of me that thinks that that will then validate some of the nonsense that's been going on with this decision-making. So
I kind of like that they're doing this with this team that looks nothing like they did at the beginning of the season.
Right. Well, I mean, that's part of baseball.
Yeah.
You want to peak at the right time.
Yeah, I like that they're getting hot now.
You know what? They're going to probably do something crazy again, and that's fine. But Jennings and Joe will join me in the next hour. We got Jazz Shaw from Hot Air coming up here. He's written about a couple of things interesting. Right now, though, before we get to Dave's news, filling in for Sue, John Nickel with Switch, which is a great local marketing company here in St. Louis. John was my wife's boss for many, many years. How are you? In the effort of full disclosure, he's also with the Great Forest Park Balloon Race right now. John Nickel, how are you? I haven't seen you in a while.
Mark Reardon, how are you, man? Good to talk to you. Likewise, you know, I guess that COVID thing kept us all from circulating much. But my best to you and Becky.
I can't hear you very well, John. I don't know if there's a way to take me off the speaker.
Sure.
And Mike Monsanto, there's a lot of outside background noise there.
Okay, is that any better?
Oh, my God, it's 100% better. So thank you. Thank you very much. Here's a question that I have for you, because I don't know the answer, and I know you will. Did the balloon race take place last year, or was it canceled? I lost him again. John, you there?
Yeah, Mark.
Now we lost you again. Now it doesn't sound good again, but go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Is this okay?
Yeah, now it sounds good.
Okay, good. Good. No, my best to you and Becky, and, you know, sorry we haven't seen each other for a while, but tomorrow and Saturday going to be a spectacular day in the city of St. Louis for the Great Forest Park Balloon Race.
You look like you're going to get some pretty nice weather, and that's deserved. You missed my question, I think, from a second ago, and I don't remember the answer from last year. Was this canceled last year, or did you go ahead with it? I can't remember.
No, actually, we actually had great community support in the balloonists. We did something called Lift Up St. Louis, and we honored a lot of the first responders, healthcare workers, and the people who worked hard during the COVID disaster to help people in hospitals and things like that. And Last year, we flew from five or six different parks for 4 or 5 days, and we actually had about 60 balloons up in the air. It was actually a really, really great event, and it was just little pop-up balloon races instead of one big balloon race. So, but we're back in full strength this year.
So I want to offer a little perspective here. I hope this doesn't make you feel uncomfortable, but you've been involved in philanthropic events in St. Louis for a long, long time, but you've only really been directly connected with the Great Forest Park Balloon Race for several years. But in your, I think even in your first couple of years, you had weather disruptions and then the pandemic. John Nickel, you have to feel like, is this ever going to go right?
Yeah. Well, here's the deal, Mark. My balloon race partners and I, we really do it for the city of St. Louis. And we have had a couple of rough years, but I have to tell you, there is nothing like standing out here on the field and having 30 or 40,000 people and seeing 50 or 60 balloons inflated for the glow or flying up into the air and flying across the town. And I have to tell you, a couple of years ago, I had a sponsor who was asking me about the makeup of the crowd. And so we went back and did some research. And the thing that really impresses me is this is a total St. Louis event. I mean, we have families. We have so many neighborhoods represented in St. Louis. And, you know, it's a free, fun family event in Forest Park. You know, you don't have to pay anything to get in. You don't have to pay anything to park. In fact, unlike a lot of events, we encourage people to bring their own picnic baskets and coolers and things like that, so you don't even have to buy concessions from us. It's really just a great, fun event. There's plenty of room for the kids to run around, and we really encourage people to come out and spend a couple hours with us.
Yeah, because it's not just when the balloons take off in the afternoon on Saturday. You got the glow tomorrow night, and things begin at 5 p.m. Then on Saturday at 1 p.m., a bunch of music. You have a family picnic area from Schnucks. There is a Purina Children's Entertainment area, and the Pro Plan performance team will be there. So a lot of things for the whole family this weekend. You mentioned, you know, coming down and bringing picnic baskets. What is the advice on parking? Because that's the one thing that can be a little hairy.
Well, actually, we have one of the best things people can do to get all of the information they need is go to greatforestparkballoonrace.com, and they can look for all the details there, including a map of where we have Metrolink stations, where we have Uber and Lyft pickup stations, and departure stations. We have a lot of people who park on the periphery of the park and ride their bicycles in. I do want to warn people that Hampton Avenue, that entrance to the park is closed. As a matter of fact, I don't believe you can get off of Highway 64 at Hampton Friday or Saturday afternoon. So the best thing is to either come in Skinker or Lindell or off of Kings Highway. And, you know, parking is tough, but, you know, we're going to have great weather. It's going to be a beautiful day. You know, it's a short walk across the golf course to get here. And, you know, there is a lot of parking down here. But we also have a lot of people.
Yeah, no doubt. John Nickel, have fun with it this weekend. I'm glad you're going to get beautiful weather. Unfortunately, I will be out of town, although I'm going to be in Las Vegas. One recommendation for the future with the balloon race, maybe a little wagering involved in the future. That could pop it up into another dimension, Nickel. I would think about that. I'm a creative type. You know me. I'm always thinking out of the box, John. That's what
Mark,
I do.
This is the 49th race. Next year is the 50th, and we're planning a few special surprises for the Big 5-0. So come out this year. Come out next year. It's a great family great family tradition. And, you know, it's going to be perfect weather.
Absolutely. Oh, I should mention also the fireworks, PNC Bank fireworks, tomorrow night after the glow. Thank you, John Nickel. Good luck with everything. Have a great time.
And thank you to PNC and KMOX and Schnucks and all of our sponsors, Maryville, everybody.
KMOX, what's that? Support. What's that? What's that one you threw in? I didn't know that one.
I'm sorry?
KMO. What was that one with the X on it? I didn't recognize that one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just teasing. Yeah. Just teasing the former station. It seems like another lifetime ago, John.
I'm sorry, Mark.
No, I'm kidding. No, there's still the sponsor. I'm just teasing you. John Eagle, thank you very much. We'll talk soon.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, that's not really true.
You are fake news.
Dave is here today. Sue is out. But Dave Klein's going to handle Sue's News.
I got some great stuff for you today,
you
Mark.
You better have some great stuff
so
for me today,
Dave. Are either of you Bachelor fans? I'm guessing no.
No.
Okay.
Remember Chris Raby tried to get me into that years ago.
Me too.
We started watching it only because we were trying to do a little wacky radio bit out of it.
Yeah.
But it's just painful.
No, well, I have friends. Now,
is The Bachelor the one with the women or with the men? In other words...
Think of the name of the show.
The
Mark.
Bachelor. So there's a bunch of women trying to...
Okay.
Dave, I don't know. I don't watch the show.
Okay. So, well, if you're out there listening...
Did you see him roll my eyes at this? Like he's some sort of expert?
I'm not an expert. It's a word. If you're out there listening and you're a husband or wife, you're a fan of the show...
I think of you.
You might be excited to know who the next Bachelor is going to be for this upcoming season. And there's a chance, if you're out there, you might know him personally.
Why is that?
Well, according to a report in Variety, 28-year-old Clayton Eckerd of Eureka will be the star of the next franchise.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's right. Eckerd played tight end for Mizzou from 2013 through 2015. And Mark, I know you're thinking...
I'm looking him up right now.
Well, I follow Mizzou, but I've never heard of this guy. There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
He finished his Mizzou career with 2 catches for 14 yards. He also played a little bit on special teams and defense and registered 4 tackles. So... didn't exactly find the field too much and you know, get in the stat book too much.
He's a very handsome, studly looking man, as you might
and I think
here's what I'm finding out. He was on The Bachelorette.
Yeah, he competed 18. For Michelle Young's heart and unfortunately did not win.
Right. It says he's a Minnesota native, so he's not from here originally, but that's what we're finding out. Eureka, Missouri, there he is. Clayton Eckerd.
Clayton, that's right. Yeah. So
I have friends that are totally dedicated to those shows. They scheduled their evening around The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
It's a big commitment. It really is, because there's the show and then the podcast behind it and like the rose after the rose. It's a whole thing. And I try to get into it because Raby did and I couldn't do it, Mark.
Here it is. This is big. E! News released photos of Eckerd filming with a camera crew in Missouri, his home state, on Wednesday, which could be a telling sign. However, Warner Brothers, see, Dave, I don't want this to be erroneous news.
Well, lawsuits. This was from Variety.
Okay.
Okay, and I said that according to Variety.
However, Warner Brothers and ABC had no comment on the report.
Of course they didn't.
So they cannot confirm that.
They cannot take this away from Sue's News. All right, you want to move on to story number 2?
Yeah, because I'm done looking at this guy's ass. Yes.
Christian Yelich, we all know him from the Milwaukee Brewers. He's showing the fans in Milwaukee some love. He's going to give away 10,000 free tickets to Brewers fans for their upcoming home series against the Cardinals, which starts on Monday. Obviously, the guy has the money. Before the 2020 season, signed a 9-year, $215 million contract to stay with the Brewers. So the guy's giving away a boatload of tickets just to get fans in the stands there.
You see where that cheater Ryan Braun finally retired this week?
Yeah.
The guy.
Fraud.
He ruined, you know, the thing about that is, remember the guy, he blamed the guy that took the sample of, I don't know if it was urine or whatever, the blood sample, and he ended up testing positive. I don't remember all the details, but remember he threw the guy under the bus sample.
Yeah.
That guy had nothing to do with it. He was a cheater. It was him, but he decided to blame the kid who picked up the sample.
That's right. Crazy. I never was a fan of Braun. Glad he's out of the game. I do like Yelich. I wish the Cardinals would have had him a few years ago.
Wasn't he our first choice
before
Ozuna, but they wouldn't give him up?
I mean, think about that. That outfield that the Marlins had at one time of Yelich, Ozuna, and Stanton. That's crazy.
Yeah. Let me say this because I know, because I have peeps in Milwaukee, right? As good as they are, they are stung so brutally. You have no idea the damage that was inflicted by the Cardinals in 1982, which still holds today.
Are you still thinking about that?
But Dave, and I'm not making this up, they are because they've never won a World Series. You have to remember that, right? So and they are very jealous of the Cardinals. So there's already fear because they see what's happening, all right? I hear friends in Milwaukee, the Cardinals are going to make the wild card and they're going to take us out. And scenario could happen.
I'd laugh. I really would.
Well, I think a lot of us would.
Mark, you still looking for a TV for your bedroom?
No, I don't. I think I got that taken care of, but thanks, Dave.
If you're rethinking, LG has unveiled a new TV with 8K resolution. that measures a massive 325 inches. Previously only available to commercial buyers, the company sees the new DirectView LED screens as luxury alternatives to traditional projectors. Price tag for this? You ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
$1.7 million.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, with technology, Dave, these prices drop relatively quickly. I'm expecting 1.5 right, by the end of the year.
It'll be at Walmart for $4.99.
Yeah,
that far outprices the other high-end screens LG sells, including the $100,000 model.
So 325 inches?
Yeah.
It weighs
2,000 pounds. Massive.
The thing
absolutely
about,
massive.
Remember when the 4K TVs came out? They were fantastic, except here's the problem. There was no 4K content, right? Well, now we have 4K content, we have 4K TVs. So we have 8K TVs, but no 8K content. This stuff will catch up.
Yeah, I remember when I graduated high school, my parents said, hey, you have this much money to buy yourself a present. I bought what was a big screen TV at the time, and it makes me sick to my stomach what I paid for it and what I could get for it now. You know, the thing probably costs like $100 now, and I paid way too much money
do you consider a big screen?
Well, at the time, this was 43 inches. So when you're an 18-year-old kid,
That's teeny tiny.
Well, now it is, but when you're 18,
back then it was big, Dave.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have any other things that you were
measuring
back then in the day that might have been
high def HD TV? As a kid, that was pretty cool.
43 inches was pretty cool. Okay.
Stop it. God.
I'm just asking.
Keep talking.
Yeah. Okay. The finalists for the National Toy Hall of Fame are out. You want to know what some of them are?
Yes.
All right. The American Girl dolls. Does Alexa have one of those yet?
No, thankfully.
She does not.
We will steer in the opposite direction from that nonsense.
I don't know if you want to call it a board game, Battleship?
Battleship?
That's a good one. Yeah.
Battleship was one of my favorites when I was a kid.
Me too.
And I was pretty good at cheating at Battleship. Because
not surprising.
Yeah, if you can catch, you know, you kind of try to catch a glimpse of where the ships are on that other person's board.
You watch where they put their arm when they're marking it.
Oh, yeah. Sure you can. It was pretty effective.
Billiards, which I don't know why that's a toy hall.
I don't think that counts. That shouldn't count.
Yeah, that shouldn't count.
No, that doesn't make any sense at all.
Wait till I get to the last one.
Okay.
Cabbage Patch Kids, I get that completely. They were a big thing in the 80s.
They were, sadly.
The Fisher-Price Corn Popper. You remember the thing that kids roll around and it had the funny noises?
Yep.
Yeah, and the funny colors, yeah. So that's one of the finalists. What's next? Masters of the Universe toys. I was not familiar with this, but includes He-Man.
Yeah, that was a big thing in the 80s too, wasn't it, Fred?
Yeah. The Pinata. I didn't know that was a toy.
I wouldn't count that.
It's like a party accessory.
Yeah, that's a party accessory.
Let's eliminate that one.
That's like a shot of tequila.
Right.
I mean, there's no difference.
The board game Risk. I never got into that. It seems like one of those games that always took forever to play, so never did it.
You're not into world domination.
No. Takes too long. Too much effort. The toy fire engine. I'm surprised that's not made it before now.
Yeah.
And the last one, sand.
Sand?
Yes.
Well, that we play a lot with sand.
Sandbox.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's why, though. Because, look, did you have a sandbox when you were a kid? I'm pretty sure I did.
I don't think I did.
I think I probably peed in my sandbox as a kid.
So did every cat in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why those things were so bad.
It's kind of disgusting now that I look back on it. And in true Sue's News fashion, I'm going to end it with today's random fact. It takes 570 gallons to paint the exterior of the White House.
570 gallons of paint.
Yes.
To paint, and that's the random fact.
That's right.
Thank you, Dave, for that random fact. I appreciate it. 425, 97.1 FM Talk. Sue is back on Tuesday. I'm actually gone tomorrow and Monday. Who's filling in tomorrow? Brad Young's got the roundtable.
Brad Young.
Jazz Shaw from Hot Air. There's this carbon monitoring credit card that's out there. He's also written about the weird Alex Murdaugh case in South Carolina. He'll have an update from hotair.com. Next on 97.1 FM Talk.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thing is giving way. You fell from me.
This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
I'm pissed off I'm not going to the show tonight. I thought about it. It's just too ambitious with leaving out of town Stapleton at the amphitheater. Do not miss Marcus King and Yola as the warm-ups. That is going to be a solid show on a beautiful, beautiful night in St. Louis. Dave, you know that I love hotair.com. I almost don't want to mention it because it's a great little resource for a conservative talk show host. But I see pieces every once in a while I want to talk about on the next day. And we set up Jazz Shaw for a segment here. He's on the line with us about a piece he wrote yesterday on a carbon monitoring credit card. First and foremost, Jazz, how are you this afternoon? Good to have you back.
Mark, thanks for having me, man. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I want to talk about the carbon monitoring credit card, but I was trying to do due diligence here during the break. I'm like, okay, I got to see what else you've written about, and I had not seen this yet today. I played a little golf. Maybe that's why I missed it. What the hell is going on with Santa Cruz County, California? Can you explain this one?
Oh, Santa Cruz?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really weird situation. But apparently, if you're out in Santa Cruz, if you want to call 911, you're free to do so. But if you make a 911 call and report something suspicious and the person in question is not white, you could be in for up to $1,000 fine.
So I can't get my hand around this one. They're banning 911 calls that are based on bias, right?
Well, they're not banning the calls. They're just saying if they determine that you did it because you were not suspicious about an actual crime, but because you didn't like the color of the person's skin or maybe how they were dressed or whatever, that it was bias related, that since you made the 911 call, then they're going to come and impose a fine on you.
Yeah, that's utterly ridiculous. And what this brings to mind, of course, is Central Park Karen from last year. But what's interesting about Central Park Karen, people remember she was in this area with her dog off the leash, and there was a guy that sort of accosted her, wanted her dog back on the leash, said something that seemingly was threatening to her. She calls 911. But, Jazz, I don't know. I did this about a month ago. Did you ever see the very detailed piece? I can't remember which outlet did it. You guys may may have even, you know, dipped into it a little bit on Hot Air, about all these little details about that guy from the Central Park Karen story and some of the other background that completely painted a different picture of that whole incident. Did you ever see those details?
Yeah, we looked into some of that, too. In the end, it just seemed to be kind of a gray area because he certainly had a background, and there was nobody there except for the two of them when the phone calls were being made. So it's sort of a he said, she said kind of thing. But in the end, she was the one who took the fall.
Well, but what was interesting, the one thing that really comes to mind from that when I found out the facts, remember when you see the video of her that the guy took, and it seems like she's screaming hysterically. One of the reasons that nobody knew about was that, and I listened to the entire two-minute 911 call. You barely can hear her on that call because what was happening was the call was breaking up so much the operator couldn't hear her. So when she's getting hysterical, it really necessarily wasn't because of the guy. She was frustrated with what was happening with the operator. I bring this up in terms of Santa Cruz because that would typically, if a call like that is made, they try to prosecute her under this circumstance, right?
Oh, they certainly would. And I agree with you. The call clarity was such that it's hard to say, but for the pieces you could hear, there was a case to be made that he was threatening, not her, but the dog.
Yes.
You know, like sort of be ashamed if anything happened to your dog, you know, sort of thing. And maybe she was legitimately scared, and perhaps not correctly. Maybe he didn't intend to really do anything. But I think you're bringing up a good point about this law, because she might have been incorrect, but might have had a very legitimate reason to be frightened,
right,
and made a call. And, I mean, how many more examples can you come up with to think that if somebody sees someone that looks like they're breaking into a car, well, that could be a car theft in progress, and the cops would want to know about that. It also could be somebody who locked his keys in his car. But the difference is if you call about a white guy trying to break into his car, well, then that was a mistake. If you call out a black guy or a Hispanic person, usually not an Asian person because they're treated differently, but, you know, then you could be in line for a $1,000 fine. Sure.
It sounds like something that will make the job of police officers, which is already super easy and simple out there, much easier, doesn't it? Oh my.
Yeah, it will. The lack of people trying to participate in saying, hey, there's crime taking place, you know, somebody should check this out. And at the same time, people being frightened to be like, well, they're not robbing me or attacking me, so I guess it's not my problem, and I don't want to get a big fine, so I just won't say anything. So, yeah, you're losing resources for law enforcement.
Well, let's talk about Jazz Shaw from HotAir.com is with me this afternoon. Let's talk about the carbon monitoring credit card that you reported on yesterday. This is for people who like to yell at everybody else about their carbon footprint, isn't it?
Well, it used to be about people yelling about everyone else, but now you can go and report yourself, apparently, with this. MasterCard is jumping in and being involved in this partnership that will allow you to sign up for a credit card. And apparently, by the way, you don't necessarily have to sign up to get notices, and it will monitor all of your purchases based on how much it adds to your carbon footprint on a monthly basis. And when you reach a certain limit, it'll shut your credit card off, and you won't be able to make any more purchases until the next month so that you don't increase your credit load on the global system or something.
Yeah, something like that, right? How's that going to work, you think, Jazz?
You know, I think the people that would be willing to sign up for that, I would hope, and I'm probably wrong, that they're already being really anal retentive about what their carbon footprint is and they're doing things. And people that aren't sitting there spending all their time dwelling on that are not going to sign up for this credit card. But then again, I don't know, because, I mean, you look at people in Hollywood and people, well, elected officials who talk all the time about we have to cut down carbon, do all this. And they're the ones that are taking most of the private jets.
Yeah, right.
You know, and so I don't know. There's a part of me, and maybe it's a mean-spirited part of me, Mark. There's there could be people out there that are like, hey, this is a great idea. I'm going to sign up for that. And then when they get to the end of the month and they've used up most of their carbon footprint credit and they get a call saying that one of their siblings has been rushed to the hospital and they go jump in the car, go to the gas station and find out they can't buy any more gas this month because their carbon footprint's too high. Those people probably aren't going to want to participate anymore. It's just my guess.
Yeah, the whole thing is just nonsense, but I had to highlight it a little bit here this afternoon on 97.1 FM Talk. One more thing, because, and I haven't gotten into this week because it's kind of complicated, as you know, because you wrote about it. This Alex Murdaugh shooting case is bizarre. Now, I covered this when it first happened, when the family members were killed. It was a situation where this guy's wife and 22-year-old son were shot outside of their home in South Carolina. But then this took a really weird turn this week, didn't it? And this guy was back in court today.
Yeah. The initial story sounded like just a tragedy because, you know, we have a lot of violent crime problems these days. And as you said, the wife and the adult son were killed outside the dog kennel at their property. And, you know, search went on. Everything was intensive. And then the guy, the husband and father, he gets shot in a roadside attack, and it's like, holy cow, is this guy just, you know, his whole family is the target of this hit. And then it turns around this week, and he paid the guy who wound up shooting him by the road and failed to kill him by putting a bullet in his head. And he's also been completely uncooperative with the police about what happened, you know, to anybody else, and he's not talking to anyone. So what looked like this big tragic story now looks like a murder-suicide.
Well, because, yeah, now your mind automatically goes to, did this guy kill his wife and kid? But could it, I mean, there's certainly a scenario here, and I think you sort of outlined this when you wrote about it. He's going through a lot. He lost a child, a wife, and you've got all these other things that are very well known in the community. Is he just going through trauma and he wants to end it because he can't go through it all? Or is he the guy that killed his wife and kid? You would think that they would have had more evidence to begin with before any of this happened with him being shot by a hitman, though.
You would think that. And certainly, as I pointed out, somebody who's just lost their own wife and their own child could be despondent, right? And I guess maybe if you don't feel like you can take your own life, you'd get somebody else to do it. But he came back and just lied to the police about it, about what happened during the shooting and all that. And he does have this huge insurance policy for the surviving son. And I don't know, if it's not despondency, then, like you said, either did he do it himself, or maybe this same guy that failed to kill him, did he hire that guy to kill his wife and son for some reason
that
we don't know about?
Yeah.
You know, so it's a huge mystery, but I'll tell you, it's not looking good for the guy, in my opinion.
No, I would say so, too. Have you touched, just briefly here before I get to a break, have you touched, because I haven't talked about this, and this is getting national coverage, too, the Gabby Petito story, her disappearance?
I have not written about it yet. I was following the story, and I've read a number of articles. That one looks even worse than the one we just finished talking about, because she takes off on a cross-country trip with her boyfriend. Supposedly everything's fine, and then he comes back and shows up and refuses to talk to anybody about why she didn't come back with him. She's been missing for ages, and he's refusing to talk to the police. That's not as big of a question as the last story. As far as I'm concerned, this guy needs to be held and questioned.
I can't even believe that hasn't happened. I really can't. So they had to tweet because there's no cooperation. The police chief in Northport actually had to tweet publicly, two people left on a trip and one person returned. We need to talk to you. You would think that there would be some cooperation there. I don't understand why there's not some ability to place him under arrest. You would think they'd have ample opportunity to put him at least as a suspect.
As a person of interest, if nothing else. I mean, you leave on a cross-country trip, you're gone for months, and from the reports I read, somebody that you're intending to marry, and you come back without your girlfriend/fiance or whatever, and you refuse to tell it, if that was somebody else that was responsible and that was your fiance, Mark, wouldn't you be banging down the doors of the cops and saying, where the hell is my girlfriend?
Right. I don't understand. When I first saw her father talking about this on TV a couple of days ago, I was very confused because it makes no sense as to why he's not being further questioned. I'm sure we're going to find out more soon enough. Jazz Shaw from HotAir.com. Always great to have you on. I hope all is well. We'll have you back soon. Thank you, Jazz.
Thank you, sir. Anytime.
A Sesame Street kid when you were growing up?
Of course I was.
Yeah, I was Sesame Street. Really didn't get into the Electric Company very much. Did you get into that? Was that around?
No, that was after my time.
Okay, that was early 70s. But I did like Sesame Street. It's interesting because like my daughters never really watched Sesame Street that much.
Yeah, my kids don't
either. Because now you have PBS Kids and all these other things as well. But yesterday, this was an interesting Twitter moment for me because it blew up in a way that I didn't see coming and mostly on my side, which I was appreciative of. But Sesame Street's Twitter handle tweeted yesterday, "Latinx Heritage Month is here, and we look forward to celebrating all month long. Together, let's take time to recognize and appreciate the Latinx culture and community that makes our neighborhood so great. Happy Latinx Heritage Month." Some of you might be confused because Latinx is actually just completely a made-up word. People who are Latinos or Latinas, they don't use it. They actually hate it. The LA Times forces it upon their readers, even though their readers tell them all the time they don't like it, they don't use it, right? And when there's a company, and I'm sure Sesame Street heard it, that tries to promote something to Latino or Latinas, and they use Latinx, there's backlash, okay? There's backlash because it's ridiculous, and it's a made-up term. It's just utterly nonsense. But that's where we are in this country in 2021. So one of my favorite sites, the Babylon Bee, which is a satirical site on Twitter, tweeted this out in response. They said, "Woke Sesame Street, catch up. We're already way ahead of you."
Hi, kids. Today's episode of Sesame Street is brought to you by a letter we haven't seen in a long time. The letter X. Yay, X. Oh, and look, here he comes. Hi, X!
Finally! Jeez, I haven't been letter of the day since 1982. Took you long enough.
Well, you're letter of the day now. Hooray!
Yeah, hooray, whatever. What word are we gonna learn? Let me guess. Xylophone. Whoopity-doo.
No!
Now, what's it gonna be?
New words featuring the letter X.
Here we go.
New words, huh? Well, all right, about time.
Our X word now is...
What the crap is that?
Latinx.
Latinx? That ain't a word.
Sure it is. Say it with me, kids. Latinx.
You make kids at home say that word, I'll sock you in your fuzzy red mouth. Got it?
Yeah. Sorry. Well, let's learn another X word.
You gotta be kidding me. How do you even say that?
It's inclusive.
It's the dumbest thing I ever heard is what it is.
Next X word, please.
Basically, they spelled the word woman with an X, and he's like, how do you... Because they're, what the Babylon D does brilliantly is... And this is what Saturday... We talked about Norm Macdonald this week in Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Live used to do this. They used to be brilliant satirists, but they're no longer that. They don't really care. I saw some people weigh in, Dave, on Norm Macdonald saying he wasn't looking for applause. He wasn't looking for accolades. He wanted to make some money, I'm sure, but he was looking to be funny.
Right.
Right? He wasn't trying to make a political point. He wasn't trying to be woke. Right? He was trying to be funny. You can't be funny when you're worried about all these other things that are hanging over you. And unless you're Sesame Street, then you're funny by just putting something like this out. But what was funny is there was, this is what makes it even more comical, some moron that chimes in named Jonathan, and he spells his name J-A-H-N, which should give you some indication right there about this guy.
Yeah, that's not right.
As opposed to having a thoughtful criticism of whether or not the culture and the people actually utilize this term, and if it actually erases a part of the culture, you have decided to rag on a movement that changes its vocab out of consideration and love of a neighbor. Hashtag misses the point. No, Jonathan with an A-H-N, you missed the point, dude, because the people that this is actually targeting hate the word. It's a made-up word. They don't use it. And it really is comical. But you got guys out there that want to be woke, and woke as can be. Here's the thing that I was encouraged by, Dave. Most of the people, 98% of the people who chimed in on this on my Twitter feed were on my side mocking this guy. Many Latinas and Latinos who didn't have exes.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.